This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz. We often hear the term holding a grudge, but what does it actually mean? Grudge, an interesting word. It's an actual word meaning a feeling of ill will or some grievance or to harbour resentment. Have you ever felt like that? Well, I certainly have, and I guess you probably have too. So it's not a very nice experience, and it actually can take control of us to hold or carry a grudge. Now, this term grudge is not an actual physical thing that can be picked up or visibly seen, but it certainly is something that's carried internally. It's heavy, and the effects of carrying it can be seen in what we do, our actions toward others, and the effect it has on us. And actually, it can cause great harm to us. So it can grow, it can get bigger in time, and if it's completely out of control, can rob our lives of certain things. When you hold a grudge, you have to put energy into it. You have to keep on returning to the memory, feeding that resentment. Although your feelings may be perfectly justified, this process really never gets anywhere. It simply robs your life of time, and that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. We can do much more with our time that's very productive. I watched a movie one night on TV called Rams. Great story about two brothers who lived on a farm left to them by their parents. The trouble was that they hadn't spoken to each other for 40 years due to much resentment and hatred. Quite a fascinating movie. It's often the little things that divide people and steal time away from our lives. Can you imagine all the special and precious moments in life that are wasted and thrown away because of this thief called grudge? To say nothing of the emotional damage it does. And I guess we're talking about forgiveness. It is hard, but not forgiving leads to hurt, anger, bitterness, resentment, and often self-destruction. It tears up families, it ruins friendships. And when someone has wronged you in some way, it seems natural that we would be angry. If what happened is especially painful, or that other person who hurt you is unwilling to take some responsibility, you may start to form a grudge against that person. But sometimes things will remain unresolved for years, and that hurt can linger. So in that case, rather than getting stuck with anger about what happened, I think we need to learn to take responsibility for our own feelings. Grudges can be seen as the opportunity to learn that instead of being dependent on someone else to fix your feelings for you, you're able to fulfill that need for yourself. So if you can get past the feeling of resentment, maybe there's a real chance for self-growth, an opportunity for us to accept things for what they are, to live more completely in the present time, to be more serious about self-love, and most of all, to learn this fine art of letting go. I think most of us hold grudges for some time and we're able, hopefully, to let them go. Others hold onto them for years and may even have grudges stemming from their childhood. And most of us will only hold grudges against a few people. Others seem to collect grudges with great enthusiasm. But of course, the more angry and bitter you are towards someone, the harder it is to work through the issues. These grudges can spiral into a never-ending cycle of blame and rage. So it's important. We need to work on it. It was St. Augustine who once said, holding a grudge is like swallowing poison and hoping the other person will die. The Bible says in Ephesians 4, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. It's tremendous advice, because the Bible here is actually speaking of grudges, and they're telling us to get rid of them, to have a forgiving heart. It sounds so easy, doesn't it? Just got to stop it, move on. But can we do that? I think we have to if we want to get rid of those grudges. There is a thief there called grudge, and he comes in and out of our lives and steals our joy. And bitterness and unforgiveness builds up. Now, let's be clear here. They can be very ugly things in our lives and cause a negative effect on how we get on with others. They're not pretty. So thinking about this, and I'll talk about it again tomorrow, it might just be a good time to take a good look at ourselves and see if we're harbouring any grudges. Heavenly Father, today I have to admit, Lord, there are times when I hold grudges. Lord, I've got to do something about it. May your Holy Spirit help me to let it go. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.